Well, good morning, champions. Happy September to you. Appreciate you jumping on this Tuesday morning's Mojo Call, the first Mojo Call of the month of September. Can you guys believe it's September already? This year is flying by. So this morning, I wanted to talk about three words: belief, faith, and action. Every person on this earth has been exposed to and indoctrinated with these particular words. And I'll tell you, as a child, I can only speak for me. I remember as a kid, 3 years old, my dad being in the bed with me, teaching me how to pray, showing me how to fold my arms a certain way and say a specific prayer. And I'm going to tell you the prayer. It's pretty funny, but it went something like this. Gentle Jesus, meek and mild. I'm sorry, gentle Jesus, meek and mild, look upon a little child. Pity my simplicity, suffer me to come to thee, for Christ's sake, amen. And I said that prayer when I was a kid. I say it now. I'm 51 years old. I still say that prayer. There's a little variation to it now because I'm a little older and I ask for a little bit more, but you guys kind of get my drift. But if you are indoctrinated with that, prayer obviously leads to belief, which enhances your faith. Now, the action part is, when I was growing up as a kid, we had to go to church on Sunday, okay? You could not go outside unless you went to church on Sunday. And I like to go outside and play. So we made sure that we went to church. I never missed church. And to this day, even with COVID, I watched church online. So that's the action piece. Now let's move forward. Let's talk about when you're in school, using these three things. Look, remember, if you got good grades, good things happen. Anytime you would get good grades, maybe it meant going to a better school as far as colleges, or your parents would always reward you when you got a good report card. Maybe you go get ice cream, or maybe you'd have a nice dinner, or something good would happen whenever you got a good report card. And think about it. When you study something long enough, you master it. But what happens is your belief in that subject increases. And then you have faith that you'll do well. And then when you take the test, you do well, which is the action part. All right, so it's the same principle. Think about it. Now, as an adult, when you get older, the same thing applies when you're dealing with adulthood. I'll give you another example. As you guys know, I was an athlete. I love sports, played football, basketball, baseball, played all year round, and the same thing applies here. I would watch the pros on television. I would fall in love with sports. I would practice it. And because I practice it so much, my belief and faith and my skill allow me to do well in games, which is the action part, so much so that I was able to get a scholarship. So I don't care what you do, what your profession is, what you do in your business life, your family life, your lifestyle. We all use these three things in some way, shape, or form to help our life. You know what I mean? This is how we live. Think about you. Think about when you met your mate. You saw your mate. Either you asked them out or they asked you out. Depending upon who's telling the story, I'm sure it probably changes. All right, but that's the action part, asking that person out. And then if you had fun on the date, you would have another date. And you would go out again, and then again, and then again, and then again. And then someone started to believe that, hey, we can have a relationship here. And your partner agreed. And then based on that courtship, you took a leap of faith, you took action, and you got married. Now, when you married your spouse, you weren't thinking, I hope this works, or let's give it a try, or we'll try to see if this happens. No. You're like, I love this person. I know it's going to work. We have the same belief system, similar belief system. I want to spend the rest of my life with this person. And you believed it with faith, and you're living the action today. Look, you're still married. Right? You still have carried on that commitment. Same thing applies. Now let's look at ACN. All right. When you saw this for the first time, what did you think? I know what I thought. I said, OMG, this is an awesome opportunity. I believe I can do it. And then you took action. You got started. You didn't hesitate. You didn't think about it. You didn't ponder. You took action. You got started, and then you continued to take action. You became CQ. Many of you on the line became ETL. A lot of you became regional directors. Some of you became regional vice president, and a handful became senior vice president. Along the way, there were challenges. People said no. People said yes. People quit. But you still kept going. When you go to an international event, that's a sign of faith and belief that this works. So here's the deal. Taking action in our business is registering people for the Game On event, getting a customer, doing a presentation, signing up an IBO, piquing interest. Those things yield results. So, you know, how we do anything is how we do everything, all right? If you aren't recruiting right now, it's simply because you don't believe and you don't have faith. Simply put, faith without works is dead. My wife would always say this to me. She said, man, when you believe in something, you go for it wholeheartedly, nonstop, almost compulsive. And that's how we got to be right now in this time in our business. We're in the month of September, brand new month, brand new everything. We've got this big event coming up in September. Man, it's time to go all out. It is time to give this thing everything you can, because I know the momentum that's going to happen. Everything that happens out of the fall, I mean, all of the business that comes out in 2022 is going to happen for what happens. It's going to take place what happens in 2021 right now. Now's the time to do it. So if you have belief and you take massive action and you operate out of faith in every aspect of your life, only great things will happen to you. I am living proof. Now, before I end, I got to share with you guys a story that happened to me just a few days ago. So Saturday afternoon, you know, usually one day a week, Angela and I usually go out and we play golf together. And so this is Saturday afternoon. We're about to play a round of golf, and my phone rings. And I look at the phone, and it's my college coach, my college football coach. And so I was like, man, that's interesting. He's called me on Saturday afternoon. So I pick up the phone. He said, hey, Oren, how you doing? We're talking. We're catching up. And just to kind of give you some references, so my college coach coached at Villanova University for 30 years, and he was a hell of a coach, incredible. In fact, he got inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 2020, but because of COVID-19, they didn't have a ceremony. So they're doing it in 2021. He said, I'm reaching out to you. Because as you know, we're going into the Hall of Fame, and the committee is allowing banquets for all of the Hall of Fame inductees at their universities. Now, I want you to kind of get an idea here. For those of you football fans online, we have a lot of people in line from Ohio. College Football Hall of Fame is one of the highest honor you can get as a coach and as a player, unless you're a professional athlete. So guys like Woody Hayes, for you Ohio State fans, is in the College Football Hall of Fame. Bo Schembechler, Bo Jackson, Herschel Walker, those type of people. So my coach was given this honor. So he called me and said, look, they're allowing us in this particular for this banquet to have two people speak on our behalf. And I'm calling you because I want you to be one of my speakers. And I sat there with my mouth open. I was like, whoa. Now, I need you to understand something. This guy's coached for 30 years. He's coached many All-Americans, many academic All-Americans, many All-East players, hundreds of All-Conference players. He's put tens of players in the NFL. A ton of people. And he asked me to speak on his behalf. And it blew me away, but it made me, at that point, I really realized why that happened. And I love to talk to you guys offline, and I can tell you the real story behind it. But I think the reason why is because of those three things. See, here's what I know. When you believe in something, when you really believe in something, you take incredible action to a point where you're focused. And then you have faith through the whole concept, through your entire life. And so kind of just recapping our call here. You know, I believe my dad when he said, hey, You need to sit down and pray. You got to talk to God. And look, if that's not you, you got to talk to the spirit or a higher power of the universe, whatever it is. I believed it. I believed in sports. You know, that's why I played it so hard, and it was able to get me out of my situation in the college. I believed in ACN, so much so that I became a senior vice president with the company. And more importantly, I believe in you. I believe in everybody here on this line. You can become an RVP or an SVP or get whatever it is you're trying to accomplish through this company. You just have to believe it. You got to put in the work and have faith that it will work. It will all come together. So I hope this message helps you guys out today. Enjoy your September. We'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great day.